built the chimney for, there's a piece of it that extends from the fireplace out into the room.
Yeah, call it a hearth.
Then inside the fireplace, there were some things that hold.
Yeah, andirons.
And then there was.
We call them dog irons.
Did you?
And you put the wood cross on that, you know.
It was a big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace.
Yeah, backstick.
And then did you
build put in front?
What did you put in front of that?
Well, just small wood.
And then what did you use? Is there some other kind of wood you put in to light it with?
Oh yeah, there's a pine. The pine, and they have knots in them, you know, and it'd be lighted. You know, you can take. I went a hunting when I was a kid, and many times out in the world, not a thing in the world, but a pine torch. Some pine stood up about that long, you know, and just light it, and you would walk.
Did you ever hear that called anything?
How that?
Did you ever hear that called anything? What, the torch that you're
we
talking
just,
about?
No, we called a pine torch, that's all we
pine torch?
Uh-huh.
They did call that rich pine lighter, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah, someone called it lighter. Well, Jim up there in Jackson, I heard Paul Harvey talking about Jim Neal the other day, about him talking about them lighter nuts.
Is that right?
Yeah, Paul Harvey's in Chicago, you
yeah,
know.
I know.
And Jim in Jackson up here, and Jim all the time, he could tell about lighted knots and things like that. You ought to see him if you want to find out something.
Oh, I'll stick with you. Yeah, I'm sure you know just about as much as he does. You'll be surprised how much you know. When we're through, you'll really be surprised how much you know.
The part of the fireplace that extends out from the wall up above the fireplace, where maybe a lady will put a lamp or some little doodads.
That's a mantelpiece.
Want to see one?
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah.
Show me in just a minute. Let me.
She can't get out of the chair for long.
There may be some more things I'd like to see. You give me a tour. In this house where you grew up as a boy, I'm sure you had a stove in the kitchen for cooking.
A low line cook stove. And we put wood in there.
It burned just wood?
Just wood.
You didn't ever put coal in it? Or?
Oh, no. We didn't know what coal was.
Every so often, you'd have to clean out the pipe for this stove, and when you did, there was some black stuff that you...
Soot.
Right. When you burned the wood in the fireplace, when it was all gone, you had nothing left but...
Ashes.
And they were sort of gray, but some of them were even lighter than that.
Oh.
They were...
You take hickory wood and make a real light ash, and it might just blow away.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It varies with the kind of wood that it is.
And you can get a hickory sod burning, and it'll burn until it burns up. If it's green, it'll burn until it burns up.
Is that right?
In the fireplace, right down in the fireplace. You know, at night we'd go in there and we'd have a whole lot of ashes over there, and we'd just rake it right, the ashes up over that fire, and it'd be good fire that next morning. You'd go and stir it up and throw some wood in there and go burn.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're telling back in slavery time that they would give the slaves off for Christmas. They'd get, as long as the old backstick would last, they could have off. Time off for Christmas. And they'd cut a big old green gum log, as much as they could carry, and throw it in the creek and let it soak for days, you know.
To make it burn?
And put it in the fireplace, then they could...
Keep it from burning.
Keep it from burning, you see.
Oh.
Old green gum won't hardly burn.
Is that right?
And they'd cut that old green stick and put it in there, and as long as it would last, they could have all for Christmas.
Goodness, that was using their head. Right now, this that I'm sitting in is